This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. San Luis Obispo leaders and community groups will meet next week to discuss the direction of an ongoing popular public art project. The city has plans to paint over some of the already completed pieces. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, that's not sitting well with some residents.
You may have seen the painted utility boxes on some San Luis Obispo street corners. They differ greatly from a painting of an owl to a surfer, but they're all part of the slow box art project. City policy says temporary art has a lifespan of about 5 years, so the boxes painted in 2010 are up for refreshing. But many are concerned because a lot of the box art is in good condition. Colleen Ganos is a local artist and has a box on Palm and Santa Rosa streets. She says she would like to see the project expanded and have original boxes touched up.
I think it's a great graffiti deterrent. I think it just puts Slo on the map as a destination to come visit.
Melissa Mudgett is the city's recreational manager and says after the city council heard from citizens, the conversation shifted.
Does all of them need to be replaced or refreshed every 5 years? Or can this be more on a case-by-case basis? And are there some that were painted by artists that were unknown 6 years ago but now approaching a little bit more fame? And are there some that we would really like to preserve in their entirety?
In addition to next week's meeting, city staff will return to council in the coming months with recommendations to address box preservation. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.